Today in New York, President Bush is again pressing for more international help in Iraq. He is following yesterday's UN speech by consulting individually with foreign leaders. One of those leaders was German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, an outspoken critic of the U.S.-led Iraq war. After meeting, President Bush and Chancellor Schroeder said they're ready to put U.S.-German relations back on track. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The old alliance between the United States and Germany has been fractured for months over the issue of Iraq. The Bush administration at one point characterized the relationship as poisoned. But after their meeting today in New York, President Bush said that is all in the past.
We've had differences, and they're over. And we're going to work together.
Bush says he reaffirmed to Chancellor Schroeder that relations with Germany are very important to his administration. Speaking through an interpreter, Schroeder also was conciliatory.
We have both agreed that we want to look into the future together, and I would like to reiterate the fact that Germany has a very strong, in fact, a vested interest in a stable and very democratic Iraq and a development to that effect. It is very important not just for Iraq as such, but for the whole of the region, for Germany, and therefore also for Europe.
Germany says it will not contribute troops to the stabilization effort in Iraq, but Schroeder says his government is willing to help in other ways.
We could very much envisage that we will assist in providing training for security staff, be it police functions or be it some form of military function. We do have the capacities for that available in Germany, and we would very much like to put them to that purpose.
The United States is seeking a new Security Council resolution that's intended to encourage contributions of troops and aid to the mission in Iraq. Germany, France, and Russia are calling for changes in the text that's been circulated. They want to speed up the transfer of political authority to the Iraqi people, and they want the UN to have a larger role in the political transition. Schroeder, again speaking through an interpreter, reinforced that point in his address today to the UN General Assembly.
Only the United Nations can guarantee the necessary degree of legitimacy, enabling the people of Iraq to speedily rebuild their country under an independent representative government.
Some governments have held off making decisions on military or financial aid to Iraq, pending approval of a new Security Council resolution that provides a broader UN mandate for such assistance. One of them is Pakistan. The U.S. would like to see Pakistan contribute some Muslim troops to Iraq, but Pakistanis in general oppose supporting the occupation of a Muslim country. After meeting today with President Bush in New York, Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf said, once again, Pakistan will not contribute troops without a new resolution providing explicit UN authorization.
We would like to send Pakistan forces not to be seen as an extension of occupation, but to be seen as a force which has gone there for the welfare of the people of Iraq, for the reconstruction of Iraq.
A German diplomat says that the perceptions of Iraqis also are important to his government. Any new resolution, he says, must somehow make it clear that governments that decide to assist the stabilization effort are not there to assist an occupation. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.